Hey, Minister Change.
Brother Al at your service. Oh, God.
From Center to Saints, this podcast the truth. You is or you ain't. Let's break down the facts. It's Minister Change. Minister Change.
Blessings, blessings, blessings. Wonderful people of God. It's your boy, Minister Change, the minister that meet people where they at and love on them like our Lord Jesus Christ does. I'd like to welcome my guest, Keelan D. Neal, to the Change of Life Testimonies from Center to Saints. What's going on, sister? Tell me how you're feeling tonight.
Hey, I'm good. It's good to be here. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm blessed. It's always a blessing to be in the land of the living and be able to fellowship and talk about the Lord's word. Hey, we're going to start this thing off with you telling the people, where are you from? Where was you born and raised?
So I'm a Louisiana girl. So I was born and raised in Louisiana, and I moved to Houston. So I've been in Houston for about 3 years now.
Okay. That's good. Okay, Sister Keelan. Hey, sister, would you happen to have a favorite Bible scripture you like to go to in a time of need, or just one you like to read?
So I would say I think my go-to would probably be Matthew 5:6. And blessed are those who hunger and thirst for the Lord, and they will be filled. I think that is my primary one because it just keeps me encouraged, because I know that my hunger and my thirst for the Lord is just consistent, and I just stay at his feet all the time. So that's kind of one of my favorite. I have a lot, so.
Okay. Amen. That was good. Sister Keelan, if you was to describe your character to a total stranger, how would you describe yourself?
So listen, y'all, I have, like, it depends on. I'm gonna be honest. It just depends on. In general, I'm just a very loving, encouraging, calm, collective, goofy person. But then you can also get the silent side that don't say nothing. I just look, you know, I'm like, okay, I got to see who this is. I got to, you know, test that spirit. And then, I mean, here, there's the goofy side, the one who likes to joke all the time. But I'm just always kind of like neutral, try to stay in neutral when I'm around new people. But other than that, yeah, I think that's kind of me.
Okay. Amen. That's good. Describing your character. Hey, sister, growing up, was you ever deprived from the basic necessities of shelter, food, water? Lights?
You know what? I would say that I was very blessed to never have that struggle. I think my parents worked really, really hard to make sure that we had the basics. It wasn't always what we wanted, but it was what we needed. You know, I'm definitely a brat, so I want my way all the time. But I was a brat. I want my way all the time. But, you know, the basics, my parents, I can't say. My mom, you know, old school people, they make a miracle out of two pieces of rice. So, you know, mom was like miniature Jesus in the kitchen, so she'd make anything happen.
Okay, awesome. That's good. Hey, sister, do you have any childhood scars, say, you know, growing up, when that you still kind of hold on to today? I mean, whether they were good or bad, or, you know, maybe it was something happened in school or an accident or something, just a childhood scar.
Physically, I got a scar on my forehead. I don't know if you got to see it. It's somewhere up here. Physically, I have that. I think I was like 1 or 2, they said, and I ran into like a pole. When I was little, like in the mall or something, I don't know. Who knows? I don't remember. But I would say, like, emotionally, I think one thing that I battle with a lot is forgiveness. Because my parents, I wasn't raised by my biological parents. I was raised by my grandparents. So I think that's something I'm always like in a constant battle, like checking my heart posture towards them and other people. I think for me, it's like once you break my trust once, I'm just instantly like, okay, I'm good. You know, I'm good with that. Okay. But it's a process, and I'm just happy that, you know, God is patient with me as I try to be patient with people. Because sometimes I'll be like, no.
Okay. Amen. Hey, Sister Keelan, this is the testimony moment. This is where you talk about a sexual abuse, a physical abuse, or incarceration, or something that's really broke you down in life, but you have found a way through the Spirit to God to come back and deal with it, and how you are still dealing with it today.
Okay. Amen. Well,
amen.
At a very young age, I just I've always had this thing, you know, being loved and having being married and all that good stuff. And that was like always the goal for me. So young age, you know, younger, not young, but young, too young. One, I say young and dumb, a fool. I was in a relationship. Listen, I was in a relationship and it was very abusive. It was very abusive to the point where he tried to kill me several times. I think that final straw was when he tried to set the house on fire with me and my son in it. And I think it really hurt. It hurt a lot because you look at this person to be like who they say they were. And I think that at that age, I was like 19. Well, no, my son was born 21. So I was like 20, 21, but I was like 19 when I got in the relationship. But I began to look at people, not just for who they say they are, but how they act. And it was really terrible, toxic thing. I mean, being abused while pregnant, you know, it was a lot. And it took a while for me to sit with God and really work on forgiving him or just his whole existence. Because before Christ, I wanted him dead, okay? Every time I thought about
we
him,
human.
I was like, I'm going to kill him, you know? But it was a process. And one thing that I tell people all the time is that, you know, forgiveness isn't for us. It's not for the people, it's for us. And, you know, while I'm so still mad about everything that happened, he's living life, doing whatever he has to do, whatever he wants to do. And I'm still like holding on to that. And granted, I have scars. I do have some, actually, I'm thinking about it. I do have like a scar on my neck when he tried to slit my throat, you know? I have those physical scars, but I just know that I don't want to be that person that's just always negative towards every situation, every person, every possibility of a relationship because of my past. And it's definitely a hard thing to kind of get over, especially when you're looking at a person like, this is the man that's supposed to love and protect me. And when I feel like for me, I grew up in with this fantasized thing of marriage, because my grandparents, to me, they weren't perfect, but they had a really beautiful marriage. And that's who raised me. So it's like, that's what I'm looking for to some extent, if not better. But I didn't get that. So it was just like a process of just really, I tell people all the time, like crying and praying, praying and crying, fasting, because I had to work on my heart too, towards not just him, but people, just the whole thought of relationships. Because at one point, men was like disposable to me. I was like, whatever, I don't trust none of y'all. Y'all like, no,
nope,
good.
Nope. You like, no. Okay.
Yeah, like, so it was like, I had to really work on me too, in order to even be a person who could eventually, you know, be married and love somebody else. But it's definitely not something I would tell people to stay in. Well, I tell you all the time, the first time you see that person click towards you, call you out your name, act like they're about to hit you, leave. Because those are the beginning stages of it. And I tell you, it's like they're kind of testing you to see what are you going to allow them to do. And it hit you the first time, I'm sick, they hit you again. So,
okay.
Amen.
Hey, sister, so what would you tell a young woman right now that's encountering this situation right now? How would you tell them to handle? Would you tell them to leave and don't go back? Or how did you handle it? How did you finally get to your last straw to say, bam, this is it. I'm gone. I'm out of here.
I think honestly for me, it was having my son and just knowing that that's not the lifestyle I want for him. And I could deal with, and it's crazy, you know, and that's how most people are, like women are like, okay, I'll stay with him as long as he's good to the kids. I don't want to, you know, break up. Being a single mother is ghetto, y'all, okay? Nobody wants this. I know, at least.
Exactly.
But that wasn't ideal. But I think the final straw was like when you put my son in danger. Okay. And I know now that you crazy. Like, you will really kill me. Like, the house is on fire. You will kill me. Leave in silence, though. Don't tell him you're leaving. Okay. Leave in silence. And truthfully, don't tell nobody you're leaving. Because in those situations, you never really know, unless you know that you know. These people will protect you and keep you from that person. Because I work with women who have been in abusive relationships, and they'll tell people that they can trust, like, oh, I'm leaving him. And then they tell him. And it's been tragic ending. So leave in silence. But you have to build up that courage to know that it's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy. Yes, your emotions are going to want to go back, but leave and leave silently. Don't tell him you're leaving. Don't let him know. Child, change everything. If you can get a whole new car, get another car. just leave, because it's really not worth your safety. And if you have kids, it's not worth your kids' safety. I would leave and never go back.
Amen, amen. That's good advice, Sister Keylon. That's real strong. And a lot of people don't have the power to leave. And then a lot of times people be dependent on them financially. Mm-hmm. So they don't even have the means to leave. So that's what hold a lot of people hostage in some abusive relationships.
And it definitely held me hostage. But when I tell you, I was working already anyway. So I just stopped doing what I was doing, as far as like for myself. Okay, Keylon, you're not going to get your hair done this week. You ain't going to get your nails done. I just started and I think I was already, it was crazy because before the whole house situation, I was already planning to leave. So I was already saving money, and it just so happened, praise the Lord for income tax. Okay.
Amen.
But it happened. All of this happened around that time. So it's like I have money that I had been saving up, and here come the taxes. And I had already applied for it was called HUD housing. I don't remember, but it was like this rent to own program where they put you in a home and you pay like lower interest mortgage for however many years and then insurance. So I had already applied for that. And it was like the day before this incident happened, they called and said I was approved.
Man, perfect. Look at God.
So it was like, God. I literally, the house caught on fire. So God was like, you ain't got no reason to be here. Take your little bag.
So you go gotta go now. House.
Listen, everything, I didn't
you
have
gotta go.
To hold on to. And it was like, okay, let me get my bag and I'm going to leave. And that's it. I just packed what me I could fit in the bag. For me and my son, and I left. And when I say I started all the way over, like me and my son moved into this 4-bedroom house, 2-bathroom with nothing besides a few clothes, okay? And I had just started my career in law enforcement at the time. Like I had just started. So it was like so much, and I had help and I had support. My parents, I mean, I didn't tell them in detail because I just knew my daddy was gonna kill him.
I ain't gonna get daddy in trouble.
I wasn't sure to what extent I really wanted him dead, but make sure that you have a support system. And granted, finances is not gonna be easy. I'm still a single mother, right? The boy is 13. It's not easy, but it's worth it. It's peace. I know that me and my son are safe. I don't have to worry about nobody. I don't have to be upset, like worried that somebody's gonna come through this door yelling for whatever, for nothing. Or, you know, him getting caught for doing what he's doing. So now I'm getting swung across the house. It doesn't exist anymore. So it's not easy, but don't be afraid to ask for help from places, from nonprofit organizations, from the government. Listen, if that's what you have to do to get you out, ask for help from places that will do it and do it in private and not people that'll put you at risk.
Amen. That's good. So you saying your peace and safety and it's worth it. Most definitely.
Absolutely.
Most definitely.
Life is precious. Life is, temporary and it's not promised. And one thing that I've always heard from just like older families, like, listen, old age is a blessing and not a lot of people can get it. And I will not allow myself to be in a position where I'm tempting God. You know, the Bible says, do not tempt the Lord. When Jesus was sitting in the desert and the devil was like, you know, throw yourself off the thing. Jesus replied, you know, the Bible says, do not tempt that Lord. So why would I tempt God by staying in a relationship where I know I have the possibility to be killed by this person? Like, I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to tempt with my child's life either because I'm not giving up my son for nobody.
Yeah, so. I'm proud of you, sis. That takes a lot of strength. It takes a lot of strength to leave. There's so many women that's not with us no more because they couldn't find the strength to leave, and it was too late for them. Hey, sister, as we go through life, and we know life is full of so much stuff going on in this world and stuff like this, and as you sit back and you just look at the things, when was the last time you cried?
This morning.
This morning?
To be honest, I've never really been like a heavy emotional person. Mm-hmm. But being in crisis made me an emotional person. And today it wasn't even like a I'm hurt cry. It was just like a thankful cry. Like life going through a lot right now, but I don't bear it. I don't always talk about it because I believe for me, sometimes I just go through it and I let God do it. So when I do speak on it, I can only tell you how good God was.
Amen.
When he tell you about the depressing stages of that, I'm going to just tell you how good God was because I believe that anything that I will go through is a testimony from somebody else. It's going to give them that encouragement to get through it and to go over it. So this morning, I was just like, Lord, I didn't know how this was going to happen. I didn't know how this was going to go today. And it just was a moment where I just sat in thankfulness and just cried out to God, just thankful for everything. And I mean, amen. Going through those motions, and then, you know, the devil kind of tries to play with your emotions and your mental sometimes. And it's like, well, your mom's still not here. You know, my mom did pass away in 2021, but...
Your mom passed too. Sorry about that. My condolences.
And that's okay. I'll see her on the other side. I have full confidence that I'll see her on the other side. So it's like just that grieving thing. Even like with that, I tell you what, I'm like, I grieve almost every day because that was my go-to person. But I know how to deal with it in the moment and keep going.
Amen. Amen. And it takes a strength. And that's when we learn how important it is that we have the Lord Jesus Christ to lean on. Because for some things, we're not comfortable with nobody expressing ourselves, but just breaking down in tears and pouring out our tears and the comfort of ourselves and just leaning on Him. That's always good. And that's when we need Him. And people don't understand that. That's why it's real important to find the Lord and learn to understand how He really works. Hey, sister, I want you to finish this sentence for me, Keelan. God has always
showed up. Kept me. Listen, protected God always, me.
God is always protecting.
Listen,
provided for your protection.
He's a protector. He's a comforter. I can say that a lot of hymns my mother was sang throughout the house, I did not understand and did not relate to, but I sung them right with her. But now, I know Him to be Jehovah Jireh, for sure. I know Him to be a healer. I know Him to be a keeper. I know Him to be a way maker. I know Him to be the God of the impossible. Where everybody says it's not going to happen, it's happening. I have yet to see the righteous forsake me.
Amen. Amen. Amen, sister. That is good. That is good, sister. That is really good. Sister, how important is accountability for somebody being accountable for the actions?
Very. Like, you have to. And I tell you what time, a lot of people, they like to hide behind, you know, I'm saved. I don't have to be accountable, you know. People abuse that, saying, "Well, God told me. God didn't tell you that. You did that yourself." Okay,
exactly.
Lying. Okay, listen. Yeah. It's not the devil. It's you. Mm-hmm. It's very important for any aspect of life, especially when it comes to like healing. Sometimes you have to look at the ugly parts of it and say, "Well, I allowed certain things when I knew I should have left." And I think even like in that relationship, some stuff was like, "Okay, I knew I should have left at this point." 2 years ago, but I stayed and I allowed it. Regardless of why, you allowed it. Regardless of what happened, you still did it. So it's like, I think if we take the time to do a lot of self-reflection, it helps us to grow more. We won't be so offended when people tell us certain stuff. Like for me, I tell you all the time, to be my friend, you have to tell me the truth. Because if I'm out here doing something crazy, and you let me, when I'm finished and I realize it, I'm not talking to you no more. You're not my friend. Okay?
Amen.
And I don't have a problem with you telling me that because I trust that you're telling me out of love. Be real with yourself. Like, I tell all the time, like, almost every other month, I'm sitting down doing some reflection. Like, okay, these are the goals I set. Why didn't you know? Okay, guess what? You're full of crap. Okay, this is what we're going to be doing. Like, you have to be held accountable in every aspect, in every part of life, whether it's on your job, in ministry, in business, in relationships. Hold yourself accountable because it helps you grow.
Man, that's good, Sister Keelan. That is good. Ooh, girl, look at that little knowledge. You got that knowledge up there.
I got a little bit. You got a lot. Listen, I found some gray hairs early. I finally got some wisdom.
She said the wisdom is working, Chase. The
wisdom is working. Yes.
Amen, amen, amen. Hey, Sister Keelan, if you could tell your 18-year-old self something, what would you tell her? What would you look her in the eye? I want you to look her straight in the eye. What would you look her straight in the eye and tell her?
Go your behind the school and leave that man alone. Okay? go to school. Okay? And go to school for what you love, not what they want you to do. That would be the truest thing. I think I spent a lot of time in school pursuing degrees on things that I liked, but not things that I loved. And when I really reflect on life, I'm like, man, if I just would have focused on that, then I wouldn't be here now. I wouldn't be 3 degrees in and like, oh, I don't want to do that no more. I would be focused on what I love because that's what I'm doing now.
Amen.
And amen. Stay with God, child. Don't be listening to these people. We ain't worried about no culture. Stay with God.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. That's good, because like we was talking saying earlier, you're going to need him. You're living on this earth. You are going to need God. And yes. Speaking about needing God right now, doing this podcast, if the Lord Jesus Christ was to come back right now, would you think you'll be going to heaven or hell?
I'm going to heaven. Okay? I don't even have to ask that question. Listen. You say, now, maybe yesterday, I probably would be like, I don't know. But today...
Okay.
So that, as of right now, I see my Savior's face. I take full confidence in that because I stay at his feet and I'm not perfect. And I tell you what, sometimes when people answer that question with confidence, it's like, oh, so you perfect? No, I'm not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I do things, but I'm in constant repentance. Like, Lord, if I was wrong for this look I gave this lady, I am so sorry. I repent right now. Deal with my face. Because sometimes my facial expressions can be harsh. Okay. Like, what are you talking to? You know? Sometimes I might have a certain attitude. I know the things that I just simply don't do, but that doesn't mean I'm not in the wrong. And I'm just always seeking the Father's face for everything. And I'm like, okay, God, am I being obedient today? Like the prayer that I pray every morning is like, Lord, do not let me be wasteful of the time you bless me with. Let me complete the assignment for today that you give me. I don't want to run through the day and then say, okay, I'll read my Bible at 10 o'clock tonight. No, I know it's supposed to be at the first thing in the morning. I know that. So I'm going to put you at the top of my day and not prioritize you around my day. So I'm always just, I stay at the Lord. I'm always asking him to check my heart posture. I'm checking my heart posture every day.
Amen. That's good. That's good, sister. That is good, Sister Keelan. That is good. Hey, do you think growing up, do you think your environment or certain environments can cause you to go down certain paths in life because of being the influence or the peer pressure from people?
I do. I think it's an influence, but I also believe that if you're, depending on a person's mindset too, like depending on your mindset, you have to decide which path you want to go around. I could easily be going somewhere totally different because I was introduced to the street life, but my mother was always in church. So I clung to her. So it's like, okay. And I took more of what she said seriously compared to other people, other family members, and seeing them go out to the club and drink all the time. And just, I clung more to her and her sisters. So I feel like if a person has a mindset that is strong enough, they'll be able to decide like, okay, well, that does look fun, but which one is better? So I do believe that the environment can shape it, but you have to, and I believe that, you know, being in this world, but not of this world, because I probably have always been considered the odd one in the family. So.
Amen. That's good, sister. That's good. Sister, if you had to give where you at right now in life, if you had to give it a chapter, what chapter would you say you in right now?
Oh, this is ghetto. Wow. I mean, I have been calling this season of my life in general just like Lamentations. So I guess that'll be the book name. But this season, I think, is just more of like the relaunch. That's what I call it. I would say it's the relaunch. It's a lot of things that God has me going back to redo and recommit to him. And I'm refocusing on certain things. So I would say this chapter, this first quarter, would definitely be called like the relaunch.
The relaunch. Sister, that's good. That's good, Sister Keelan. That is good. That is good. The relaunch. Hey, sister, what's a positive word of encouragement you can give to anybody that's hurting right now, that's going through domestic violence or sexual violence or anything? What's a positive word you can get them of encouragement to let them know that this too shall come to pass?
I was going to say that is going to be a part of it because this too shall come to pass. But listen, God is a collector of all your tears, and your tears are not in vain. I know that even in those moments, we feel like, God, like, are you listening? But he is. And what he's waiting for you to do is just to get up and decide, because he's not a forceful God. He's not going to force you to do anything. He's always going to be that way out. And he's always there. I love to look at the prodigal son. And that applies to women too. Like, we're his daughters. You get up and you just run to him. And it's not always because you backslid or you fell into sin. Sometimes you got to get up and run. He's never going to leave you by yourself. He's always going to meet you halfway. So just get up and run to the Lord and just be encouraged, knowing that this too shall pass. It's not easy, but weeping may come at night, but joy comes in the morning, okay?
Amen, amen. That's good, sister. Hey, Sister Kenana, let's tell the people about your ministry. Let's talk a little bit about you. Tell the people who you are, what you do, what your ministry. Let's let everybody hear. Give them your email, contact, a little bit about you.
Okay, so hey, I am Prophetess Keelan Neal, and I do have a ministry called Beauty Ministries, and under Beauty Ministries, I do have a nonprofit organization called Shine, which stands for Serving Him and Everything, which focuses on community service events as well as helping women in domestic violence situations. So my ministry as a whole is a fasting and deliverance ministry. I do have a Facebook group called Beauty Ministries with Keelan Neal. And I do have a website, and it's KeelanNeal.com. And you could also email me at beautyministrykn@gmail.com.
Amen, amen. That's good. Yes. That's good. Hey, sister, I'd like to know, what is on your life vision map?
Oh, I have a lot. I want to do a lot more traveling. Do a lot more mission trips. I did some mission trips when I was younger, but I want to do more mission trips. One of my biggest goals is to open up a couple schools in Africa.
Okay.
So that's like, those are some things. And then just really, honestly, one goal that I'm working really, really hard on right now is finishing all these books. I have notebooks that I have written like whole books in like since 2017. I just let them sit there. And I think after publishing my first book in 2022, where I was a co-author in it, that gave me like the, okay, I need to go. And then I ended up being a co-author in another book. And then this year I released a planner at the beginning of the year. So it's like, you need to finish the books. So those are some of the things that I'm really the most passionate about, is just definitely doing more mission trips, opening up my schools in Africa, and finishing all my books.
Amen, amen, sister. That's good. That's good, sister. Hey, Sister Keelan D. Neal, this has been a wonderful interview. I enjoy having you on the Change of Life Testimony. Hey, sister, you are saved, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure before I was going to offer you the Lord. But hey, do you want to pray us out, sister, or you want me to pray us out?
I mean, I can pray. I love to pray. Okay.
But sister,
now I'm not going to keep you too long, I promise.
You sure now? That's what they say at church. No. Okay, I'm going to go ahead.
I'm playing early.
Sister, I'm going to go ahead and bow my head, and I'm going to let you go ahead and pray us out, sister. It's on you.
Father, Lord God, we just thank you for today, Father, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to just come before you on today, Lord God, just doing the works and completing the assignments that you have called us to do, Father, Lord God. I pray that something that was said on today be encouraging to someone, Lord God, and that you lead them closer to you, Father, Lord God. If there is any soul that is watching this or listening to this, Lord God, that do not know you, Lord God, but they come to know you, Father, Lord God, I thank you so very much for the souls that will come in, because I believe in thanking you in advance, Father, Lord God, for the salvation of those who will come into the kingdom, Lord God. I thank you so much for the man of God that you gave this platform to. I pray that it be blessed 100-fold of everything that he sows out, Father, Lord God, and we love you and we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Sister, amen. This has been a great interview, sister. I really, really enjoyed you. I'm going to keep praying for you. I'm going to keep hugging you in prayer, sisters. Blessings on top of blessings. God is good all the time.
Amen, amen. Thank you. All right. Thank you for having me.
Amen. You're welcome. Amen.
Turned up for God every day that I look.
Center the Saints, Minister Change. You got a testimony. You got a testimony. You got a testimony. You got a testimony. God gave you a testimony. Speak it right now. Call Minister Change. 260-203-6655. If you wanna share, we got it for you. Call him right now. Minister Change. 260-203-6655.